This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro. This pandemic has wiped out tens of millions of jobs, and that includes healthcare jobs. Hospitals are laying off or furloughing workers as people postpone routine care and non-emergency procedures. Reporter Will Stone has been covering this story and is here to answer some questions about it. Hi, Will.
Hi, Ari.
First, will you just explain the overall financial picture? Why are healthcare workers losing their jobs in this pandemic that is putting such a strain on the healthcare system?
Yeah, it's a counterintuitive, but the coronavirus has completely interrupted business for healthcare. And that's everywhere. It's big hospitals, community clinics, small private practices. And if you think about it, almost no one is going for their routine doctor's appointment or to get their teeth cleaned at the dentist. And patients aren't going to emergency rooms either. The number of people showing up in ERs has fallen a lot, up to 50% in some places. So then on top of that, most surgeries were canceled back in March. So this is just a huge financial hit to hospitals. They don't have enough patients. And meanwhile, they're also being forced to pay a lot more than usual for personal protective equipment like masks and gowns that they so desperately need. And I'll just give you one number, $200 billion. That's how much money the hospital industry expects to lose between March and June because of this pandemic. And all of that means they're cutting back staff.
Yeah. Well, let's hear from one of those workers. Michelle Sweeney joins us from Plymouth, Massachusetts. She is an ambulatory nurse case manager at Atrius Health, a nonprofit physicians group. Michelle, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I understand you are on your fifth week of furlough now. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Well, how are you holding up so far?
I'm doing okay. You know, initially it was quite a shock. I was really upset because it happened so quick. Unfortunately, you know, we didn't have a lot of time to connect with our patients, to let them know what was going on. And the type of work that we do is mostly telephonic, and we also see our patients at visits. However, because, as Will talked about, the financing of healthcare and the actual patients that come in and get services, that pretty much evaporated with the pandemic.
Right.
And, you know, unfortunately, they looked at what they could cut. And even though we offset the overall cost of healthcare, we're not revenue producing members of the team. So hence why a lot of us were cut.
And it must be such a painful contradiction to see the entire country saluting healthcare workers as heroes and then being told that you will not be asked to work because of this crisis.
It is. It's, you know, as Will stated, it's counterintuitive. You know, when you look at the cost of healthcare, if you look on the CDC website, 90% of that $3.5 trillion is for those with chronic health conditions and mental health. And those are the patients that we supported and we had relationships with. And all of a sudden, we just evaporated at a time when they needed us most. And so part of our role was helping them navigate the healthcare system. And now the healthcare system, as we all know, it has changed completely. So it was somewhat torturous to think of our patients in their 80s and 90s now having to deal with a whole new system and not having that connection to those of us, the nurses, that supported them. And, you know, thinking of my providers, physicians I work with, the staff, doing more with less, and being really concerned about their health and well-being and not being able to be there for them and the patients that we served.
Yeah, we're going to hear more about that in a moment. But first, I just want to ask if you've had any indication of how long this might continue. It's been 5 weeks. How much longer are they talking about?
Unfortunately, in talking to my colleagues that remain there, I know every 2 weeks they're still furloughing people. So there were a handful more furloughed on Friday. I did receive, you know, mail this weekend giving us an update on what's going on. And unfortunately, you know, the revenue generation is still about half of what it normally would be. And so the staff that's there, a lot of them also took salary withholds. And so my understanding is there was talk of trying to get their salary back up to where it was. But again, that's going to take time. And the letter stated that basically, at this point, it's undetermined when it'll be returned, but it's hopeful that it'll be less than 6 months.
That's a long time. Will Stone, you've been reporting on this issue nationally. What options are there for people like Michelle, healthcare workers who've been laid off or furloughed and might be looking at months more?
Well, clearly a lot are hoping it's temporary, that they will be back to work. They can, of course, apply for unemployment benefits in the meantime. And a lot of nurses are looking for work wherever they can find it. One ER nurse in the Seattle area I spoke to is driving 4 hours away to another hospital to pick up extra shifts because his hospital cut his hours. And other nurses are literally traveling across the country to find work if they can. For quite a while, the place to go was New York City because they were so swamped with patients. I spoke to an ER nurse from Atlanta. She's just a year out of school, and her hospital was furloughing nurses, so she took a temporary assignment in New York City. But she isn't sure if she'll be able to get hours at her hospital when she gets back.
Wow. All right. Michelle, thank you for telling us your story, and I hope that things take a turn for the better.
Thank you for having me.
She is an ambulatory nurse case manager in Plymouth, Massachusetts. And if you have a question for us, send it to npr.org/nationalconversation or on Twitter, use the hashtag NPRConversation. And let's hear more now about how this plays out in the hospitals and other facilities where these cuts are taking place. We're joined by Sean Reed, an ER nurse at MultiCare Valley Hospital in Spokane, Washington. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
I understand you were furloughed and you're now back in the hospital, which is understaffed. So what does that look like on a daily basis for you at work?
It looks like for us trying to do as much as we were doing before, but with less staff. And I think that it places stress throughout the system in general. And healthcare, the business of healthcare and the business of caring for people is a very relationship-based endeavor. And mm-hmm. if you don't have time to build that relationship, to truly connect with patients, to connect with their families, because you're trying to do more with less, it's stressful and it's disappointing and it's disheartening.
Yeah, so what does your interaction with patients look like these days? How is it different from before?
Well, we have temporarily from my leadership, we've temporarily cut back on our nursing staffing on night shift in particular, and then also through our evening shifts. We have some folks that are on FMLAs, and they're not filling those FMLAs right now, trying to manage productivity.
FMLA, Family Medical Leave Act, yeah.
Correct, yeah. So because of that, I'm having to ask staff to do more. To manage more patients, to see people faster, to try to do as much as we can to get folks in and get them out. And unfortunately, that kind of gives more of an assembly line feel to emergency medicine than the relationship-based care that we want to be providing.
Of course. Sean Reed, stay with us. We need to take a short break, but I want to hear more of your story as soon as we come back. She's an ER nurse at MultiCare Valley Hospital in Spokane, Washington, and we're talking about layoffs and furloughs at healthcare providers during the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to The National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.